He said, I don't have a long message prepared. Actually, I think he said I have an hour, so I'll try to keep it under that. But no, I do have just three verses I'm going to read today. And today's message is going to be centered around love. As you notice, we've lit the fourth candle of the Advent wreath, which is the love candle. And so today we're going to be not reading the gospel lesson for today, but I'm going to be reading from 1 John. That's John's letter. 1 John, and we're going to be reading chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. We'll see if we... Do we have that up on the projector? Okay. I think we have the wrong... We have the wrong text on the slide. I don't know if we can change that or not, but if not, you can just listen. We'll do it the old-fashioned way today. But it is 1 John, and I may have not been clear in my notes to the secretary. But so how about you open your Bibles then to 1 John chapter 4. That's on page 1124 in your pew Bibles if you want to follow along. I'll give you a few minutes to turn there. While you're turning there, I'll just say a little bit about John. John is the apostle of love. That's what he's been called. Six times in the Gospel of John, John called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. And so that's why they call him the love apostle. And so we'll turn to 1 John chapter 4, and we'll read verses 8 through 10. We'll read this in Jesus' name. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Amen. Let us pray. Dear gracious Father, we're thankful for your word. We pray that you would speak to us today through your word, and you would reveal your love to us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So as I already said, John's the apostle of love, and he wrote about love a lot, more than any other of the apostles. Saint Jerome, one of the church fathers, says that when John was an old man, he was carried into the church of Ephesus. So an old man that couldn't even walk. And his voice was so weak. And his sermons were very short. And this is what his sermon was. He would get up there and he would say, little children, love one another. And that was it. That was his sermon. And so short sermons are okay too. You know, John had a short sermon. But the people became annoyed at John. And they asked him, they said, teacher, why do you always say this? And they had heard this thing many times. This was like his standard sermon that he would give. But John's reply was that because it's the Lord's commandment, it's Jesus' commandment, and if it alone is kept, it is sufficient. He said, that's really all we need. If we have love, we have everything. And so the message of Christmas is really a message of love. God's love, as John says here, God's love was made manifest. It was made available to our sight that we could actually see it. God sent his only Son into the world in order that we would live through him. So that's where you see God's love. You see God's love in the manger when he gave his Son for us. Has anyone ever got a gift that you didn't know what it was? Like when you opened it, I'm saying, not when it's wrapped. You open it and you're looking at it and you don't really know what it's for. Well, I got a gift that like that one time when I was a little kid. I remember my mom had given me a toy. It was kind of a cool toy, but it was kind of odd shaped, hard to wrap. So she put it inside of a freeze pop box and taped it up and stuff. And I opened that gift and I looked at it and I was like, I didn't know why mom got me a box full of freeze pops. But I did like freeze pops, so I was like, oh, okay, I guess she got me freeze pops. And it was kind of weird, I thought, but then she told me, like, open it. Oh, I opened it, and then there was the real gift. I think sometimes Christmas can be that way. When we look at the manger and we hear the stories about Jesus and we hear about this little baby that was born and stuff, we hear about it and we're like thinking, well, that's kind of interesting. I like babies and I like the idea of a little Jewish baby in a manger and stuff, and that's kind of nice. But really, like, it doesn't have a lot of meaning to us until we open it, or like we understand, like, this isn't actually a personal gift. Like, God gave this to us, each of us individually, for our own sin, for our own need, everything that we need. Jesus has come to meet all of our needs. And it's just like me opening my box. I realized that, well, this was quite a personal gift. Mom had given me this toy that I really liked, and she had thought about me. And so that's how the birth of Jesus is. It's not just like a generic gift, some random baby somewhere on the other side of the world, but it's really God gave his only son so that he would come and pay for each one of our sins individually, personally. I don't know how you come to church today. I don't know what you're dealing with. Each of us have our own life. We have our own struggles. We have our own things that are maybe burdening us down or whatever it is. Jesus has come for that. Jesus has come for you, just as you are today. That's who the baby in the manger came for. He came for you. And so I want to really emphasize that God's love is given in a personal way at Christmas time. God's love gives. God, he gave himself. In John 3:16, it says that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. At Christmas time, we all give gifts, right? We all become gift givers. And sometimes we do it out of great joy. Sometimes it's out of obligation. But pretty much it's universal that everyone gives gifts at Christmas time. And it's a good thing to do because we're reminded that God, he gave a gift. He gave the real gift. God is a gift giver. And so that's why we give gifts. God gave us a gift. He gave us his only son. And so we have been given the best gift on that Christmas. And it's important that God sent his son into the world. Maybe some of you parents here have sent your child off to boot camp, into the military. I watched my mom do this, my mom and dad. It was harder on my mom. As my brother went off to boot camp and then he was deployed into Iraq, that was a sad time to watch mom. She is struggling with this. She's sending her son off. She's playing in her mind all the possible scenarios of him going into a war zone and into armed conflict and all the things that go through a parent's mind. Well, just think, God sent his son into the world, not with like the possibility that he might die, but with the express purpose that he would die. It wasn't just a possibility, it was a certainty. His son, that little baby that was born, God's only begotten son, he was born to go to the cross, to suffer and to die for all of humanity. And so God's love, the Father, in sending his son, is a great act of love and sacrifice, because he knows that his son, he's going to have to see his son sacrifice himself. And so that's what John tells us. God's love is made available to our sight. It's manifest in the person of Jesus Christ. And so that's really the gist of my message today. I want you to know about the love of God in Christ Jesus. And may God bless all of you this Advent season and this Christmas season with an extra special knowledge of his love for you on that first Christmas, that he gave you a gift. He gave you his only son, and his only son came for you, for each one of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Dear gracious Father, we're thankful for your love that sent your Son into this world. We're thankful that you love each one of us and that you have made yourself known through Jesus. We ask that you bless each of us this Christmas season. Bless us all, in Jesus' name, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.